Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Ayin. We left off on Daf Samach Tes on Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by David Engelhart, Lezecher Nishmas, his grandmother's first yahrzeit, Rachel Hinda Bas Berush Yaakov, Allah Shalom, the Nesham Shtav Aliyah, from the Zchus of our learning. And we thank David very much for the sponsorship. So we're holding on Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis. We're going to go back to about halfway down the page on Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis in order to start at a decent starting point. Rabbi Yehuda is the last word on the line, and we're going to try to show, we're in the middle of discussing the Mishnah and Machlokes, if you do Malika on a bird and it turns out to be a trefa, so is the bird now a nevela because the Malika was not machshirit, the animal is a trefa anyway, so now do we assume that it's metame bebeis habliya? So Rabbi Yehuda holds, yes, that it is metame bebeis habliya. So the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that tumas beis habliya does not apply to an of tame, and in general we're going to talk about, based on limudim from psukim, the tumas status of behema tameya and trefa and achaya, you know, all different types of animals that maybe are not as obvious as far as the tumas status and the tumas status of the chelev of such animals. Then the Gemara is going to go back to the sheet of Rabbi Meir and discuss how does Rabbi Meir, who holds that a trefa that's shechted is not metame bebeis habliya, how is he going to deal with Rabbi Yehuda's source? And then the Gemara is going to discuss, when we talk about tumas beis habliya, it means that you take an avelas of tahar and you become tame by eating it. Well, what does eating it mean? How much of it do you have to eat? How quickly do you have to eat it in order for it to be able to transmit tuma? We know the basic gedarim of achila when it comes to mitzvos of achila, when it comes to isurim of achila, that achila is bekazayis and the kazayis is bechtei achilas pras. Does the same thing apply when it comes to the tuma of achila, when one becomes tame from eating an avelas of tahar? Then in Amud Beis we're going to have machlokas what Reb Meir would hold about tumas beis habliya if you did malika on a balmum. In our machlokas was you do malika and it's a trefa. What if you did malika on an animal that was a karban but it turned out to be a balmum, or it was a balmum, and so is that going to be metame beis habliya or not? And then the Gemara is going to discuss, okay, you know, Malika is not the only way that we sometimes kill an animal in a non-shechita way as a karban. There's a concept called egla arufa, where we do an arifas ha-egla. So what's the tumma status of the egla after the arifa? And that's going to be the final discussion in the seventh parak of Ezra Sashem. So let's again begin about halfway down the page on Daf Samach Tesam Beis, somewhat detailed discussions over here. So we had said that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you do a malika on a bird, and the bird turns out to be a trefa, so now it's a nevela, because your malika was not machshirit ba'achila, so it's metame bebeis habliya. So Rabbi Yehuda maitaima, why is it that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Meir and holds that a trefa that's either shechted or has a malika is metame bebeis habliya? Remember, Rabbi Yehuda, unlike Rabbi Yosiel, that even if you do a shechita on a bird and it turns out to be a trefa, it's now going to be an avela, it's going to be metame beis habliya. So why is it that Rabbi Yehuda holds this way? Why don't we say that the shechita or the malika that you do is metarit from tumas nevela? So the Gemara explains, kra ashkach vedarish, that he found the pasuk to darshin to teach him this, because the pasuk says nevela utrefa. The entire pasuk goes, v'chol nefesh asher tochal nevela utrefa be'ezrach v'ger v'chibes begad v'rachas b'ayim v'tamei adar v'tahar. So the pasuk is talking about a nevela sof tahar, where you become tamei from eating it. And the pasuk is telling me that it's mitame bebeis habliya. But what does it say? It doesn't say nevela. It says nevela trefa. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, trefa lamanemra. Why does it talk about a trefa? There's no such din of tumas beis habliya on a trefa. There's the din of tumas beis habliya on a nevelas of tahar. So im trefa chaya. Yeah, after all, if a trefa is assumed to live and it's not going to be tame until it dies, and the Torah is telling me that a trefa that dies now becomes a nevela, well, why do I need the Torah to tell me that? Hare nevela amura. It already says nevela. So if it dies, it's metame kinevela. I wouldn't need the pasuk to identify a trefa that dies dies as a nevela. Vim trefa in a chaya, and if a trefa has no chance of survival to begin with, then harei bechal nevela. At the moment it becomes a trefa, it's already considered dead, and right then it should have the status of tumas nevela. So in either case, I don't need the Torah to tell me that a trefa can take on a nevela status. It will either take on the nevela status immediately, or it will take on the nevela status if it dies. Oh, it must be telling me that if you have a bird that is a trefa, and even if you shecht it, it's still going to be metame beis abliya. We don't assume that the shechita is metayer it, because even if you assume trefa chaya, it has tumas beis abliya immediately when it becomes a trefa. The shechita is not going to do anything to fix that. It's not going to change it. Shechita is not a mikvah tahara. It's not going to change its fundamental nevela status. So the Gemara tries to reject this limud, meaning, so where does Rabbi Yehuda get the idea that when you shecht or do malika on an animal that turns out to be a trefa, that it has tumas nevela from that phrase nevela utrefa? So says the Gemara, well, wait a second. Amalei Rav Shizvi elamayata. If you're going to make such a drasha, it says in the pasuk v'chelev nevela v'chelev trefa. The Torah is telling me that nevela is metame. That even a nevela that's metame, its chelev is not metame, because it says v'chelev nevela v'chelev trefa at the end of the pasuk. Ziyasalachol machav achol lo sachluhu. So it's telling me that it's not metame. The chelev of a nevela is not metame. Hasam nami neima. Why over there does it also have to say chelev trefa? Why does it have to talk about the chelev of a trefa? We should say the same cheshbon. Im trefa chaya. That if a trefa can normally live, and therefore the pasuk is talking about a trefa that has since died, so of course it's a nevela. Hare nevela amura. We already said about the nevela that the chelev of a nevela is tahar. And im trefa eina chaya. And if a trefa has no chance of living, hare bechal nevela. So it's already included in the pasuk nevela. As soon as it becomes a trefa, it becomes a nevela. Why does the Torah have to mention trefa in this context? Elo lahavi trefa sheshchata shechel batahar. The pasuk is coming to tell me that a trefa that was shechted, the chelev of that trefa is tahar. So, meaning if that's what you're going to say by the nevelas of tahar, so you can say the same thing over here. That, but then we could ask that if the Torah is coming to tell me that a trefa that's shechted, that its chelev is tahar, mechlal dihi mitama. That implies that the animal itself is mitame, that only its chelev is tahar, but that the behema itself is going to be tame. So what are we talking about? It's a trefa behema that you shechted, and we're saying that the animal itself is tame. But we learned in a braisa that when the pasuk says v'chiyomus min abehema, when the pasuk describes that a behema that dies has tumas nevela, when it says min abehema, we darshin miktsas behema metama, miktsas behema ena metama. That sometimes the behema is metame tumas nevela, and then there's a type of behema that's not metame tumas nevela. Ve'ezuzu, what is a behema that does not have tumas nevela? Zutrefa shishchata. If you shecht the behema trefa, it does not have tumas nevela. That even though it's a trefa, the shechita is enough to take away its nevela status. So if a trefa that you shecht does not have tuma, then obviously its chelev is not tame. You know, the chiddush to say that the chelev would not be tame is when the behema itself is tame. But if the behema itself doesn't have tumas nevela, obviously its chelev doesn't have tumas nevela, so I don't need the pasuk to be metayer it. So why is it that when the Torah talks about a nevela, it says v'chelev nevela v'chelev trefa? What's it being mechadish to me that the chelev is not tameh? Of course the chelev is not tameh. The behema is not tameh. Ella trefa mi bayi le lemute. When it talks about the chelev trefa, it's coming to exclude lemute tameya, a behema tameya, from this special tahara of the chelev. Meaning there is this din, that even though nevela is metameh, its chelev is tahar. Yeah, but that's only if it's a kosher animal. If it's a non-kosher min, a non-kosher species, then the chelev doesn't have that tahara. Mi sheyesh b'min a trefa, Yatzu Shein B'mina Trefa. When is the Torah being mechadish to us that the chalev of an animal will not have tumas nevela? That's where it's an animal that whose entire iser might be trefa. That there could be. That it's a kind of animal where the entire iser of that animal could be the fact that it's a trefa, as opposed to an animal that doesn't have an iser trefa, because it's always usher anyway. It's a behemah tmei, it's a pig, it's a non-kosher animal. So now, when if that's how we're going to learn trefa with regard to the pasuk v'chelev nevela v'chelev trefa, going back to Rabbi Yehuda's original pasuk about trefa, that it says by nevelas of tahar, when it says trefa by nevelas of tahar, we should darshan that a trefa that you shecht is metame be'sabliya. So hachanami, we should say over there lemeute of tame she'ein b'mino trefa. That all the pasuk is coming to tell me is that an of tame is excluded from the parsha, because an of tame doesn't have bimino trefa. The tumas nevela of an oaf bebeis ablia only applies to a kosher oaf, where the iser trefa might exist, but it doesn't apply to a non-kosher oaf, where the iser trefa would never exist, because a non-kosher oaf is asur whether it's a trefa or not a trefa. So, and therefore, we're back to our original question. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that a shechita of an ov trefa is not mitar from tumas beis ablia? I mean, Rabbi Yehuda is one that holds that even when you shecht an ov trefa, it's still going to be mitame bebeis ablia. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that? It cannot be from the word trefa in the pasuk when it says nevela utrefa, because we just showed that that comes to be memait an ov tame, because it has to be yesh b'mino trefa. So the Gemara says an ov tame is not. We don't need that pasuk to be made an ov tame. The idea that there's no tumas beis ablia on a non-kosher bird, that we know without that pasuk. We can't say that the pasuk trefa is coming to tell me that a non-kosher bird is not metame bebeis ablia. Ov tame the Rav Yehuda minevela nafkale. He learns ov tame from nevela. Why? D'tanya, the Braisa tells us as follows. Meaning he doesn't need the word trefa to exclude an ov tame from tumas beis ablia. He knows it from nevela. D'tanya, the Braisa tells us, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yachal tei nevelas ov tamei mitama begadim abeis ablia. You might think even a non-kosher bird that becomes a nevela, that it has tumas beis ablia, that when you eat it, it's mitame, you and your begadim. Tamal Omer, nevela utrefa lo yochal. That's why the pasuk says, nevela utrefa lo yochal. We're talking about a nevela of an oaf that's mitame bebeis ablia. And since we already have a pasuk about beis ablia, this pasuk must be telling me that the tumas nevela by an oaf tame doesn't apply, because it's got to be a tumah that's tali ba'achila, right? That you shouldn't eat nevela l'tamava. So mi she'isura mishum bal tochal nevela. So we see that this whole din of tumas beis ablia from this pasuk, this whole din of tumas beis ablia only applies to something that is an otherwise kosher bird. But because it's a nevela, and that's why you're not allowed to eat it, so it's going to be metame you when you do eat it. But if you have a bird that's otherwise not kosher anyway, so then it's not going to have this chiddush called tumas beis ablia. So memela, Rabbi Yehuda can still use the word trefa in the pasuk to teach me his din, that even if you shecht the animal or you do malika on the bird and it turns out to be a trefa, that it's going to be metame bebeis ablia. So the Gemara asks, so now I shouldn't need chelav trefa and chelav because chelav behema tameya. I'm sorry, the Gemara is going to ask, we also shouldn't learn from Chelev Trefa that Chelev Behema Tameya it doesn't have this special Tara. Remember, we just got through saying before that even in an animal that is otherwise Tamei from Tumas Nevela, its Chelev is going to be Tahar. The Chelev of such an animal is going to be Tahar. And how do we know that? From the phrase Chelev Trefa. So if what we're saying now is correct, that the idea that a non-kosher bird is not matam beis abliyah is learned from the word nevela in the pasuk when it says nevela trefa leyachal tababa, that only an oaf tahar where the whole iser is the nevela shabo is going to be matam beis abliyah. So hainami by the din of chelev of a behemah tamea, that we should also say typically mi v'chelev nevela. We should learn it without the word trefa, just from the words v'chelev nevela. Mi sheisurim mishum bal tochal chelev nevela. Something that only has the iser of chelev nevela, and had it been shechted, had it not been a nevela, its meat would have been mutter. So that's where you have such a din of the chelev yatzazu, as opposed to chelev of a non-kosher animal, of a behema tamea, she'ini suru mishum bal tochal chelev nevela mishum tame, where the iser is not only an iser of nevela, it's a non-kosher animal anyway. So I shouldn't need to learn from trefa. So what do I do with the extra word trefa when it comes to the pasuk about chelev of a behema? So the Gemara suggests that, you know what, chelev trefa, you're right, is not talking about chelev of a behema tamea. It comes from an entirely different limud. The din that chelev behema tamea, it could be derived just from nevela itself. Right, the idea that chelev of behemah tamei is tamei, that could be derived just from the word nevela, and I would not have needed the pasuk to add the word trefa in the context of chelev of a behemah. Elahai trefa, you know why it says trefa anyway when it talks about the idea that chelev is tahar mibayi laasuye chaya. It comes to tell me that the tahara of the chelev, even on the nevela where the animal is tamei, but the chelev is tahar, is even going to be true by a chaya, a kosher chaya that dies and is therefore a nevela. Even its chelev is tahar. Why would I think otherwise? If a kosher behema dies, and I mean, stam drops dead, so it's a nevela. So the whole behema is tamea. But its chelev is tahar, so why would a kosher chaya be any different than a kosher behema? So salka daitachamina, because we might have had a havamina to say that since the pasuk is talking about chelev that became asr ba'achila, and it's telling us, yes, even though this chelev is asr ba'achila, but don't worry, it's not tame, it doesn't have tumas nevela. So I would say, yeah, Misha Chelba Asr Vesara Mutter. When you have an animal that normally it's meat you're allowed to eat, and it's Chelev you're not allowed to eat, like a behema. We should point out, there are a couple of differences in halacha between a behema and a chaya, right? Most notably, when you shech the behema, no kisui adam. You shech the chaya, yes kisui adam. But second, very, very important difference, by behema there's an Isra of Chelev. You're not allowed to eat the chelev of him. By chaya, there's no issur of chelev. Normally, you shech the chaya, you could eat the basar and the chelev. So, you know, this special din, that when it drops dead and it becomes a nevela, that only the basar is tameh, but the chelev is tahar, maybe that's only by a behema, where the chelev is asr to eat, so the Torah is mechadesh, yeah, but it doesn't take on the status of tumas nevela. But a chaya, where the chelev has the same din as the basar, in that, you're allowed to eat the chelev of a chaya, so when it drops dead and the basar becomes tumas nevela, I would think the chelev also would have the status of tumas nevela. Mi shechel ba'asr v'sara mutter. Yeah, where do we say that the chelev is going to be tar? That's talking about a behema, where the chelev is normally asr to eat, the basar is normally mutter to eat. Yatzazu, but as opposed to a chaya, shechel ba'uv'sara mutter. If you do a proper shechita on a chaya, you can eat both the chelev and the basar. So kamash malah, and that's why the pasuk has tell me treifa, that any time there's yesh b'mino and iser trefa, any time that the psul of the iser of trefa could be chal on something, that chelev is going to be tahar. So since a chaya trefa is asr ba'achila, the chelev is going to be tahar. The chelev is not going to be tameh, even though the rest of the chaya turned into a nevela. So the Gemara rejects this. The Gemara says, Amalei, how could you say the chelev of a chaya that dies is tahar? Maishna tamei. Why should it be any different than a non-kosher animal, where its chelev is not tahar? De'ein chelba chaluk mi besara, because its chelev and its basar have the same din. They're both asr ba'achila. So the special pasuk that's metaher chelev, it doesn't apply to a behemah tamei, because the pasuk that's metaher chelev has to be talking about a type of animal where the chelev is different than the basar. Basar. So you could tell me, okay, as far as Tumah also, just like by eating a behemoth, you shecht a regular animal, you eat the Basar, you have to throw out the Chalev, you can't eat the Chalev. So it makes sense then, that if it drops dead, you didn't shecht it, the Tumah will apply to the behemoth, but will not apply to the Basar, but will not apply to the Chalev. But what if it's a non-kosher animal? So a non-kosher animal, the Basar is Asar, the Chalev is Asar, so good, so when it drops dead, the Basar is Tamei Benevela, and the Chalev is Tamei Benevela. Well, guess what? A chaya is the same thing. Because a chaya, the basar and the chalev are the same. A chaya, you're allowed to, when you shecht it, you're allowed to eat the basar, you're allowed to eat the chalev. So mele, when it drops dead, we should say that the basar is tamei and the chalev is tamei. So a chaya nami, ein chelba cholok mi basara. The chalev and the basar have the same status. So when it dies, it should also have the same status. Then it'll all be nevela. Va'od haksiv va'achalo sachluhu. The pasuk says, v'achalo sachlu, so it's mefurash that we're not talking about a chaya whose chalev is mutar ba'achila, because it says this is chalev that you're not allowed to eat. So chalev treifa cannot be teaching me. I mean, the phrase chalev treifa in the pasuk cannot be teaching me that chalev of a chaya is tahar. So we're back to the drawing board. What is the pasuk of chalev treifa teaching me? Again, initially we started the whole conversation by thinking, oh, you know what the pasuk chalev treifa teaches me? It's teaching me like we tried to darshan for Rabbi Yehuda, that a treifa that you shecht, that chelba tahar. So we're saying, no, now it can't be teaching me that, nor can it be teaching me that a chayas chelev is tahar. So what is it teaching me? So elam rabbi treifa lugufei itzrich. You know what the pasuk treifa is teaching me? I need it just to tell me that when an animal dies, its chelev is tahar. But we said, why is that necessary? If a treifa is chaya, if a treifa lives, then nevela is already said in the parsha. When it dies, of course it's a nevela. No, the answer is shalom tomar, because the pasuk is coming to tell me not to say hovel utmeya asura mechayim, since a non-kosher animal is already asur b'achila even before it ever dies, the shechita is not matir behema tmeya utreifa asura mechayim, and a treifa is asur already when it's alive, so the shechita is not matir the isur treifa, so I might have made a binyanav that ma tmeya chel batamei af treifa chel batamei, that just like by a non-kosher animal, the chalev of the non-kosher animal is tamei, so to a treifa, the chalev of a treifa is tamei. That's why the Torah has to tell me chalev treifa. Meaning, when the Torah tells me this great chiddush, that even when you have a din of tumas nevela, the chalev is not going to have tumas nevela, the Torah has to spell out, and that applies even when the animal is a treifa, that the chalev will not have tumas nevela even when the animal is a treifa, because naturally we might have assumed that if the tumah applies to behemah tameya that dies, so it might apply on the chalev of a treifa that dies. So that's what the pasuk is telling me, that no, that a treifa is just like a regular animal in that its chalev is not tamei. Ihachi, if that's the havamina, to equate a behema that's a treifa to a behema tameya, hainami mibayi, the fact that it says treifa by tumas nevelas of tahar then should also be needed to tell me the same din shalo tamra, that you shouldn't say Howl va'ov tamei asur ba'achila, treifa asur ba'achila. You know, you might have made the following comparison: a non-kosher bird you're not allowed to eat, a treifa bird you're not allowed to eat. So ma'ov tamei eno metame af treifa ne metama. So I might have made a natural assumption as follows: if a non-kosher species of bird is not metame bebeis ablia, right? There's no such thing in the veil of tamei being metame bebeis ablia, only in the veil of tahar is metame bebeis ablia. So a treifa bird is also not metame bebeis ablia. So Rabbi Yehuda therefore is out of any source to teach me that a treifa that's shechted is metame bebeis ablia. Aliyah. It was based on the pasuk that mentioned Trefa in the context of Nevelas of Tar. But now we're saying that I need that pasuk Lugufe because I could have had a Hava Amina to compare a Trefa bird to a non-kosher species of bird. And Va'od, the very idea that you're comparing a Trefa to a non-kosher species and therefore you need a special lima to tell me that the Chalev of a Trefa is Tar, Mika Lemelev, Trefa mitmeya? Is that even a viable comparison? Can you compare a trefa to a tamea? Tamea lo haisala shasa kosher. You know, the thing about a tamea is that it was always a tamea. A pig was a pig when it was born. It never had a shasa kosher. Trefa, haisala shasa kosher. A trefa is an animal that got sick. Something happened to it. But prior to that, it had a shasa kosher. So there's no way you could learn trefa, which apparently is more kal, because in the past it was once mutter, from tamea, which is more chamer, that was always aser. So you shouldn't need a special limud to be metaher the chalev of a trefa, if the whole hava amina to be metame the chalev of a trefa is a comparison to behemah tmeya, is a comparison to something that's a non-kosher species. V'chi tema, and if you're going to ask, well, trefa mi beten ma'ikal meimar, you'll say, no, maybe the pasuk is telling me about a trefa that was never kosher, an animal that was born sickly. So yeah, but b'mina mi'ika, but still in trefa in general, we find that most trefas had a shasa kosher. So yeah, there's the outlier that was born a trefa. But still, trefa is fundamentally different than behema tameya. So the Gemara suggests that chelev trefa, the phrase chelev trefa, and the phrase chelev nevela are in fact needed for an entirely different limud. Ella amar Rava, when it says chelev trefa, it's not to tell me that the chelev is tahar. The Torah that says chelev nevela, chelev trefa is telling me that the isra of eating nevela is chal on the isra of eating chelev. Yavo isra trefa v'yachal al isra chelev. And the isra of eating trefa is chal on the isra of chelev. Meaning, don't assume that Isurei Achila Nevela and Isurei Achila Trefa can't be chal on the Isur Chelev which already existed, and therefore, if you eat Chelev Nevela or Chelev Trefa, that you're only in violation of one Isur of eating Chelev. That's why the pasuk says Chelev Nevela, Chelev Trefa, and it says Vachol Lo Sochluhu, to tell me that you're in violation of a double Isur. If you eat Chelev Nevela, you've eaten Chelev and you've eaten Nevela. So it's not about the Tumah and Tahara. Meaning, we have been working with the assumption that, you know, the Torah, in the context of the Torah telling me this great Chiddush, that the Chelev of a Nevela does not have Tumas Nevela. So we thought, whatever Chiddush is being taught over here, it relates to the din of Tumah. It's something about Tumah. So the Gemara is backtracking that whole thing. It's not about Tumah. It's about the Isser of Achila. Just like Nevela is Asr Ba'achila, and Chelev is Asr Ba'achila. So if something always was Chelev, this part of the animal always was Chelev, you would think that the Isser of Nevela cannot be Chal on it. Ain Isser Chal al Isser. So if I eat it, all I violated was the Isser of Achila's Chelev, not the Isser of Achila's Nevela. That's what the Pasuk is being Mechadesh. When it says that, when it says these two phrases, Chelev Nevela, Chelev Trefa, that I'm in violation of both of these Isserim Utsrichi, and I need the Torah to tell me, both by the Isser of Nevela and the Isser of Trefa, that they could both be Chal on the Isser of Chelev. Diashmina Nevela, if it only would have told me the Isser of Nevela could be Chal on the Isser of Chelev, Mishum de Metamia, because Nevela adds not just a new Isser Achila, but it adds a whole element of Tumah, so it's an Isser Mosif. Aval Trefa, Emalo, but Trefa, which is just an Isser Achila, so I would think that it cannot be Chal on the Isser of Chelev. Viashmina Trefa, and if it only would have told me about Trefa, that you're in violation of the Isser of Trefa when you eat Chelev of a Trefa, Mishum di Isura Michayim, I would say, yeah, Trefa, because that Isser existed already while the animal was alive. Aval Nevela, Emalo, but Nevela only is Chal once the animal is dead. So Tzricha, that's why I need to be told that both the Isser of Trefa and the Isser of Nevela can be violated when you eat the chelev of a trefa or the chelev of a nevela. Tosus is already bothered. He says, well, wait a second. If you hold Isser Mosif in general, you know, we have this notion, Ein Isser Chal al Isser, but by an Isser Mosif, when there's a new element being added, then an Isser can be Chal al Isser. So if you hold Isser Mosif in general, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that the Isra of Nevela can be Chal on the Isra Chelitz and Isra Mosif. So it also suggests, well, maybe this is the source for Isra Mosif, right? He says, Tema, Lamanda Isla, Isra Mosif, Lamele Krai, Vichi Tema Mehacha Yalif Bialma, Shaini Yachad Isra Chelif Kalu, Duhuta Mechalo, Kachas Isra Nevela Chayla. He says, I don't think this would be a great source, because the Isra Nevela, the Isra Chelif rather, is a more Kal Isra, because it's Hutar Mechalo. What does it mean, Hutar Mechalo? Not all Chelif is Aser. Remember, Chelif Avei Chaya is kosher. So not all chelev is aser. So he says, he sort of leaves it as a kasha. You know, how does this shtim with the overall shasugya called Isser Mosif? Okay, now the Gemara discusses an oaf that becomes a trefa. Again, we have this machlokas from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. If you have a bird that is a trefa, and then you shecht it, is it now a nevela because the shechita didn't make it kosher, so mele it's a dead bird, so it's a nevela? Or do we assume that no, it's not a nevela because it went through a shechita? So Rabbi Yehuda holds that an oaf trefa that you shechted is a nevela, and the Gemara explained that he learned it from the pasuk called Nefesh HaShetocha Nevelu Trefa V'chibes Begadah B'mayim V'tameh Adar V'taher. So from that pasuk we learn that there's no Tumas Beis Habliya. That's the pasuk that we learn the din of Tumas Beis Habliya by an oaf, and when the Torah adds the word a trefa, it's coming to tell me that a trefa that shechted is also Matame Beis Habliya. Okay, so what's Rabbi Meir going to do with that pasuk? For Rabbi Meir, high trefa, my avodah. What does he do with Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk of trefa? What does he learn from it? He uses it to tell me to exclude shechita of an oaf when it's done in the azara. That if you shecht an oaf in the azara, the bird is not, even though you're not supposed to shecht an oaf in the azara, you're only supposed to mulika an oaf in the azara, it's not going to be a nevela, it's not going to be metame, but beis habliya. Rabbi Yehuda, who uses trefa to tell me that a trefa bird that's shechted is metame beis habliya, how is he going to know that an oaf that's shechted in the azara is not metame beis habliya? Trefa chrinaksid. It says trefa twice. There's an extra trefa. Okay, so then what's Rabbi Meir going to do with the extra trefa? Rabbi Meir, chad lemutei shchita shilifnim, v'chad lemutei oftame. I need the word trefa twice. One to tell me that if you do shchita in the azara, that it's not time beis habliya, and the other to tell me that tumas nevelis of beis habliya only applies to a kosher bird. It doesn't apply to a non-kosher bird. Okay, how's Rabbi Yehuda going to know that it doesn't apply to a non-kosher bird? Rabbi Yehuda uses trefa twice by nevelis of tahar. Once to tell me that an oaf trefa that shechted is metame beis habliya, and one trefa to tell me that shechitas oaf ba'azara is not metame beis habliya. How is he going to know that a non-kosher species, that an oaf tame, is not metame beis habliya? So min nevela nafkalei. He learns it from the pasuk that says nevela utrefa lo yochal tame ba. That it didn't have to say that nevela is metame ba'achila, because we already know the din of tumas beis habliya by an oaf tar from the pasuk that says v'kol nefesh hatochal nevela utrefa. So it's that extra pasuk that he uses to teach me that an oaf tame does not have tumas beis habliya. Rabbi Meir, hi nevela my avodah. Good. So what does Rabbi Meir do with the word nevela? L'shir achila b'kazayis. He used the word nevela to tell me, okay, how much do you have to eat in order to have this status of tumas beis habliya? If you eat a kazayis, since the Torah says lo yochal nevela l'tamava, we learn that the shir tumas beis habliya is the same shir as the shir of the iser of eating nevela. So the tumas nevela, how much do you have to eat in order to contract tumas nevela? The same amount that you have to eat in order to violate Isser nevela. So just like Isser nevela is b'kazayis, tumas beis habliya is b'kazayis. So says Marav Tevli Mikra Kama. Why can't I learn this from the first pasuk that says Kol nefesh hatochal nevela trefa? So says Marav Mida Afki Rachmana b'lashon achila. After all, the Torah says the Isser of tuma, and it uses the lashon of achila. So don't you see that when the Torah tells me that if I eat nevela sof tahar, I become tamei, that obviously it's a shir kazayis because that's what eating means? Yeah, I need two psukim. Chad the shir achila b'gzayis, v'chad the shir achila b'chtei achilas pras. These are two separate dinim. One is telling me that you're only going to become tamei by eating a nevelas of tamei, a nevelas of tahar rather, if you eat a kazayas of it, and the other to tell me that it's only if you eat a kazayas within a kedei achilas pras, because that's the normal standard of achila. Whenever we have a mitzvah achila, like a mitzvah of achilas matzah, the halacha is not just to eat a kazayas, but to eat a kazayas within the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras. Sal kedei tachamina hol v'chidishu yosem kedei achilas pras l'tamei. I might have thought that since the whole din of tumas begadim beis habliya is a chidish, so I would have thought that even if you eat in longer than it takes to eat a kedei achilas pras, you're going to become tamei kamash mulam. That's why the Torah has to use this lashon of achila over and over again. Tell me it follows the normal standard rules of achila. Okay, now says the Gemara Brisa, Tana Rabbanan, v'chelev nevela v'chelev treifa. The pasuk tells me if you have chelev of a nevela or chelev of a treifa, you're just not allowed to eat it. But yeah, sell the chol malacha. There's no isra. Now, v'chelev behema tahora kasa medaber. Pasuk is on a chelev of a kosher species of animal that even though its basar is tamei, its chelev is not metamei. Satan b'chelev behema tahora kasa medaber and b'chelev behema tamei. How do you know that it's talking about a kosher species? Maybe the Torah is talking about a non-kosher species of animal that its chelev is tahor. So Marta tier mechlal shchuta, tier mechlal chelev. The pasuk is mitar the behema that doesn't have tumas nevela because it is shchuta. That any time you shecht it, it's not going to be mitami tumas nevela. And the pasuk is metayer a behema that dies that doesn't have tumas nevela because it is chelev, meaning chelev is not metame mishum nevela. So we say ma keshetir miklal shchuta b'tahor v'lo b'tmeya. Just like, meaning there are two ways to avoid tumas nevela. One way to avoid tumas nevela is don't make the animal a nevela, shecht it. Okay, so then it won't have tumas nevela. The other way to avoid tumas nevela is take the chelev. The chelev is not nevela, doesn't have tumas nevela. So maybe we can compare those two things. Just like when you shecht an animal, mak shetir mikal shkuta b'tahor v'lo b'tmeya, that only applies to a kosher animal and not to a non-kosher animal. A non-kosher animal's shechita is not going to help to be metar mishum nevela. You could shecht a non-kosher animal, it's still going to be a nevela. Afkeshatir michal chelev, so maybe that tahara of chelev is also b'tahor v'lo b'tmeya, only applies to a kosher animal, not to a non-kosher animal. O kalech l'derech zu, or maybe you could ask in the opposite direction. Tier michal nevela. The pasuk tells me that a nevela is not mitame, and that's talking about a nevela sof tame. We're going to see later on in the Gemara. V'tir michlal chelev, and chelev is not mitame. Ma k'shetir michlal nevela b'tmei v'lo b'tahura. Just like it's only a non-kosher bird that doesn't take on the status of tumas nevela sof tahar, but a kosher bird does have tumas nevela sof tahar. So af k'shetir michlal chelev b'tmei v'lo b'tahura. So maybe this had of chelev only applies to behema tameya and not to behema tahara. So which way should we learn it? Should we learn it from the world of behema and therefore say that the heter of chelev only applies to a kosher min, or should we learn it from oaf and say that the heter of chelev only applies to a non-kosher min? So amr kashabab b'derech zu he b'tahara kashabab b'derech zu he b'tameya. So which is it? Meaning in one direction or the other, either the chelev is going to be tahara on a kosher species or a non-kosher species. So tamalomar trefa. That's why the pasuk says the word trefa. Mi sheyesh b'mina trefa. Otzias hatameya she'ein b'mina trefa. That you know where you have this special tahara of the chelev? On an animal that can become a trefa. But a behemoth tameya cannot become a trefa, because even if it becomes a trefa, it's usher anyway from the behemoth tameya, from being a behemoth tameya. Velo otzi es hachaya sheyesh b'mina trefa. And we're not going to exclude the chelev of a chaya that dies, because it can become a trefa. Tam lomar, or we shouldn't exclude Satamalomar Vachalo Sachluhu, Mi Shechalba Asur Vasara Mutter, Yatsachaya Shechalba Vasara Mutter, that this special heter of the chelev only applies to something that to an animal that the chelev would normally be asur, but the basar would normally be mutter. By a chaya, as we've discussed, the chelev would normally be mutter as well. So there is no isra on the chelev. So if it dies, its chelev is going to be tame, not like a chelev of behema tahora that dies, where the chelev is going to be tahor. Gemara. So the Gemara explains what we meant, and I already explained it, but what we meant in the line of the Brisa when we said that something is not a nevela, is not subject to nevela. So Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba l'Rava, you know, when it says tir mechal nevela, when it's non kosher, it's not going to become a nevela. Elameata nevelas behema tahoru demetama nevelas behema tmei lametama. Is that true? A non kosher animal can't be a nevela. If you have you shoot a pig, it doesn't become a nevela. So Amalei kama sabi shabishtu bei, says I see why that could have been misleading. We made it sound like every non kosher animal cannot become a nevela. No, seifa asan the nevela sof tamei. A seifa, the seifa was not talking about animals. It was talking about an oaf. The special din of tumah beis habliya is only by an oaf tahar. It's not by an oaf tamei. It's not by a non kosher bird. And that's what we meant to compare it to, that there's no din of tumas nevela when it comes to a non kosher bird. Okay, we fell behind on purpose because we have some short daf coming up, so there's some we'll pick up from there tomorrow.